From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Well, I can confirm that rescue operations have ceased. We do have one survivor. Now our plan is to go in to do body retrieval.
This is a historic agreement that we have made yesterday to fight global warming, to protect our environment, and that makes California not only the leader in America, but makes us the leader in the world on fighting global warming and protecting our environment.
It's a very big deal when such an important state makes a move of this magnitude. It says global warming is here, we're contributing to it, we've got to do our share to address it, and California's share turns out to be fairly large.
We expect approximately around 1,000 troops from France and 1,000 troops from Spain, and at that point we should be about 5,000 troops, which is a third of what is mandated by the UN Security Council.
I will do whatever I can to help the parties move along that road to peace that has eluded this region and all of us for so long.
Today, another enemy, a different kind of enemy, has made clear its intentions with attacks in places like New York and Washington, D.C., Bali, London, Madrid, Moscow, and so many other places. But some seem not to have learned history's lessons.
Today, Iraq has the most progressive constitution and the strongest democratic mandate in the entire Arab world. Iraq's political leaders are steady and courageous, and the citizens, police, and soldiers have stepped forward as active participants and guardians of the new democracy.
We will stay the course. We will help this young Iraqi democracy succeed. And victory in Iraq will be a major ideological triumph in the struggle of the 21st century.